Welcome to the Property Lovers Podcast. I'm your host, Dominique Grubisher. This podcast series is all about giving you a competitive edge in your property journey. We'll be discussing little known strategies, tools, and information to help you add value and create wealth through property. Now, obviously, we don't know you or your unique position, so this is not financial or investment advice. It is information of a general nature, and you should always seek professional advice as to your situation before you ever invest in anything. But if you want to play a bigger game in property and want to use property as your vehicle to create wealth and, more importantly, freedom, then you're in the right place. Let's do this. Let's get started. In this podcast episode, we're going to look at deposit bonds. We get a lot of questions about these, and they're a great strategy to use for longer settlements, not to mention the fact that in the advanced world of technology that we're living in at the moment, you can get a digital deposit bond. So let's reverse a bit and start at the beginning. What is a deposit bond? A deposit bond is like a bank guarantee, but it's an insurance company that guarantees or backs you for your deposit when it comes to acquiring a property. So let's say I want to buy a property and the purchase price is $1 million and I have to put up a 10% deposit. That's $100,000. So I can either have that saved up in a bank account to pay for the deposit, or I may have some sort of line of credit or redraw facility against an existing mortgage where I can pull $100,000 out of that. Otherwise, I can't really move forward and put my foot on a property. I may have money coming to me. I may have an inheritance. I may have a business that's getting sold or a payout from my work, or maybe I'm even in the process of refinancing or selling a property, but I can't get my hands on the cold hard cash to put my foot on another property and sign a contract because I don't have ready cash for a deposit. So a deposit bond is a way to get around that. And what happens is an insurer goes guarantor for your deposit. Now, they still want to check you out. They want to make sure that you're going to have the money to settle. A great example for use of deposit bonds may be if you're buying something off the plan and it doesn't settle for, say, 2 years, and it's being built during that period. If you had to pay a 10% deposit, that may be $100,000 that's just going to sit in an agent's trust account while the property's being built. So you can get a deposit bond pretty much for any purchase, but it should be longer term, like say 3 months. So if it's a 3 month or a 90 day settlement period, you can ask the seller if they'll accept a deposit bond. A deposit bond doesn't have to be for a 10% deposit. It could be maybe a 5% deposit. So if I'm buying $1 million property and the seller agrees to accept a 5% deposit bond, then I can put up, I can get an insurance company to issue me with a digital bond within about an hour, they say they can do it. So one group that we use in the Property Lovers community is called Deposit Assure. They're really good. They're Australia-wide. You may have to just educate agents and sellers a little bit if they hadn't heard of a bond, but a bond is just as good as cash in the bank. It's like you going with a suitcase full of money. It's as good as cash. And it means that it's a deposit for the property. If the sale doesn't go ahead, then you get a refund, less an admin fee for issuing the bond. So they don't get to keep it, but it lets a seller know that you're serious, and for far less than the amount guaranteed, you can buy a bond. I'll give you an example. It may mean more to you. We had a member of our property lovers community recently buy a property in WA, and the cost of what was negotiated was a $10,000 deposit. But the contract was subject to pest and building and due diligence and all sorts of other things. So there was a 30-day due diligence period. So what they did was the student bought a bond for $10,000. And that cost $200-odd. So she paid deposit ashore, $200-odd. They issued a $10,000 bond. The agent accepted that bond. So it's just like a deposit. They hold on to the bond. And there's a 30-day period that the bond can be withdrawn if the client decides not to go ahead with the purchase. And if they do, then the bond will be cashed. And so that takes a 30-day settlement period that starts ticking away. So within the 30 days, the buyer then has to come up with 100% of the proceeds of sale. So if for whatever reason you're wanting to go to an auction, you don't have ready cash, your cash is, you know, I don't know, a week away, or there's some way that you're going to have money, but you just don't have it now, but you want to buy a property, then you can buy a deposit bond. It's all done online, and it's all issued online. It all happens digitally, and it's a really fast process. Maybe it would be timely to answer when you can't get a deposit bond or when it would be harder. If it's just a normal settlement, like say a 4-week settlement in some states, it wouldn't be worth potentially buying time for a deposit bond. They would want it to be a longer settlement, like 3 months or so. The other reason would be is if you had no way to get the deposit. Now, hopefully you wouldn't be buying the property if you didn't have a plan to get the money to be ready for settlement. Obviously, if it's off the plan and it's 2 or 3 years away, the argument's a lot easier. I'm going to have money in 2 to 3 years. I'll be able to settle this because this is what's going to happen. I'm going to sell my business, or I'm going to sell my house, or I'm going to save up, and this is what I earn in my job. And by then, I will have saved enough to cover this deal. If, however, it's shorter term, like a 3-month settlement period, you would have to show how you're going to get liquid within those 3 months. So if it's just, well, I just hope something will change or something will give, probably not a good answer. They want to know that they're not going to have to pay out the bond and wear it. And if worse does come to worse, it's important to know that if there is a claim on the bond, like you fall through, you're unable to settle and buy the property, you can't come up with the balance, the 90 or 95% that's owing, a bank won't lend to you or whatever, and you can't settle, and the seller claims on the bond, so they take that 10% deposit and keep it, then the deposit guarantor is going to, the bond issuer is going to come and chase you. They have a legal right then, because you've signed a contract to say in 3 months or 6 months or 12 months, I am good and I will cover this deposit. I'm good for it. If you're not, then you've breached your agreement with them. They'll pay out the bond, so the seller will be okay, but you're still on the hook. So it's really for liquidity issues. If you're wanting to move on a property, but the planets don't align, if you haven't sold your own home, or you're just not got funds in order to make a move on that property, a deposit bond can be a great answer. If you want to know more about deposit bonds or other out-of-the-box strategies, we're holding a live event this Saturday. So that's Saturday, the 22nd of April, 9 to 5. We're going to give you all the software you need, all the tools, all the knowledge, the information and the support. On the day, we're going to utilize our tools together. You give us a day on Saturday. By the end of the day, we'll get you a deal. If that sounds like a challenge to you and you want to step up to the plate and not just know stuff that you know you don't know, but stuff that you didn't even know was possible, like deposit bonds, then join us at 9 a.m. this Saturday and let's do this. You can grab the link to register for that event in the comments or the description section. That's our one-day challenge. But just get in now because we've got limited logins for the software that we'll be using on the day to find and execute our deals. Really exciting. It's going to be so much fun, and hopefully we'll see you there. If you're enjoying this podcast, don't forget to leave us a review and follow us so that you never ever miss an episode. Here at Property Lovers, we've got a big mission to help people who are serious about property start getting outcomes and profits to match their passion. It's not easy, but it is simple. It will require from you focus, commitment, and action. But over the last decade, supporting property entrepreneurs, we found that 80% of results come from how you start. You see, you need to get off to a sizzling start. It's all in the launch and the velocity around the start, and the rest is pretty much autopilot if you start right, follow through, and just stay on course. That's why we created our 5-day challenge to work through a funnel to get your deal. So step one is find the deal, which we set up through artificial intelligence software. So it's made sure that it's for your strategy and desired outcomes. And we do all that and build that together on days 1 and 2. By day 3, you'll have about 100 leads in your hopper, both coming on market and from off market. And you'll be able to consider them. And that's where we move to step 3. And that's where we run them through a feasibility filter. Notice the F theme here. Find feasibility. And the next step is to formulate the deal and the offer. That comes on day 4, where we get our offers ready. And next step is we look at ways are fine left to fund them using other people's money, so it's none of your money. So that's 80% of the hard work done then and there. By day 5, you'll be submitting offers. And that's it for the challenge. Then it's over to you to fix up these properties. That's the 5th there, fix, and finally flip them for a quick payday. So if you want to get off to a flying start, you can go to the link in the notes section and sign up for our 5-day property challenge. Just 1 hour a day over 5 days, or all in one session if you're committed, and you'll be off to a start on your property journey with leads, funding, everything you need, and the software at your fingertips. And for any other questions that you might have around property and all your property needs, visit our website, propertylovers.com.au, because we're here to support you on your property journey and give you a real competitive advantage with the right knowledge, support, and systems to achieve your financial goals. That's it for today, but really looking forward to giving you more tools, more strategies, more support, and a competitive advantage when it comes to property in our next episode.